25 years, a quarter of a century. Who would have thought that the International Radio Report would have remained on the air for this amount of time? 1987 was a very interesting year. There were a lot of other historical events taking place at that time, and I'd like to mention 12 of them. January 3rd, 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. On February 26th, the Iran-Contra affair. Yes, the Tower Commission rebukes U.S. President Ronald Reagan for not controlling his National Security Council staff. On March 24th, Michael Eisner, the CEO of the Walt Disney Company, and the French Prime Minister and future President of France, Jacques Chirac, signed the agreement to construct 4,800 acres for the Euro Disney Resort. That's probably one of the most scarier ones. April 30th, Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and the provincial premiers agreed on the principle to the Meech Lake Accord, which would bring Quebec into the Constitution. In the Soviet Union, on May 28th, a 19-year-old West German pilot by the name of Matthias Rost evaded Soviet air defenses and landed his private plane in Red Square in Moscow. That must have been interesting to see. On June 12th, during a visit to Berlin, President Ronald Reagan challenged the Soviet premier by saying, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." In July 1987, the world population was estimated to reach 5 billion people. That was according to the United Nations. On August 30th, Michael Jackson released his hit album, Bad. On September 17th, a small rally was held in Harlem, New York City, for televangelist Pat Robertson. He announced his candidacy for the 1988 Republican presidential nomination. In October 1987, the first National Coming Out Day was held to celebrate the second National March on Washington, D.C. for gay and lesbian rights. November 22nd, Korean Air Flight 858 was blown up over the Amanman Sea, killing 115 crew and passengers. North Korean agents were responsible for the bombing. And finally, on December 2nd, 1987, Hustler Magazine versus Jerry Farwell is argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. The International Radio Report has now been on the air for 25 years. So 1987 definitely was a very good year.